Hello. Thanks for joining me today and welcome to this week's episode. My name is Blessing Aladis, I'm your business English coach for Middle Eastern business owners. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello everybody, how are you doing? Today we will talk about something like a particular topic that a lot of maybe some founders deal with. All right, and this topic is being afraid to make grammar errors in English. You know, I was afraid to make grammar errors in English because I thought people would judge me. Just like me, 99.99% of medicine founders with weak English, I am afraid to make grammar errors in English. You think that your clients, partners, and investors would view you as a business owner who has weak English skills? They would think that you are a local business owner. They would judge you based on your grammar errors. I truly understand you because I learned English as my fourth language. I understand what you think when your clients tell you to repeat your words because they can't understand your words in English. At times, you find it hard to explain yourself because you don't want to make grammar errors. This makes you think that you have very weak English skills. If you are a medicine founder and you're tired of being afraid to make grammar errors in English, here's the tips that I will give you today to learn how to improve your English skills for your business. Even if you are afraid to make grammar errors, please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this business English podcast anywhere you're listening to me. All right, let's continue. Someone was afraid to make grammar errors in English. Is a medium-sized business owner like Kubert, his weak English skills prevented his business from growing outside of the UAE. Samuel couldn't speak English for 5 minutes during meetings without making so many grammar errors. He felt sad because his former clients, partners, and investors viewed him as a business owner with weak English skills. Samuel tried to improve his weak English skills for more than 5 years, but he couldn't develop strong English skills for his business. He sent me a message and joined my one-on-one VIP English program. Within 8 months of working with me, Samuel developed strong English skills to grow his business outside of the UAE. He no longer felt like a local business owner who couldn't expand his business because of his weak English skills. Tell me, how long will you limit your business growth internationally because of your weak English skills? By the way, here are the two ways I can help medium-sized business owners like you. And the first one is you can join the one-on-one VIP English coaching program for VIP medium-sized founders like you to develop strong English skills to grow your business within 8 months. Investments start from $4,557 per month to $12,170 per month. And the second one is premium English proofreading, editing, reviewing, and writing of your top secret documents in English. Investments start at $2,500 per month for 10 pages of your top secret documents every month and 24-hour delivery. In case you want to know more, kindly go to www.friendlilycoach.com/link. Check the description of this business English podcast anywhere you're listening to me. Just check the description and you will see the link www.friendlilycoach.com/link. Tap on it to send me a message directly on WhatsApp. Alright, let's continue. Are you among the 99.99% of medium-sized founders who do this? You think so much about whatever you want to say in English because you don't want to make grammar errors. You know, that's pretty nice. Like, that's awesome. Because you make fewer grammar errors during meetings. However, many of you overdo this. Many of you think so much that you keep quiet because you can't form the right sentences, the correct sentences in your mind. So this makes it hard to say what you have in mind in English during business meetings. Are you aware that you can think about your words in English and speak English confidently during meetings? So I want you to use these 5 steps. Do you have a pen or biro today? Pen or biro, I don't know, whatever you call that in your country, that you can use to write, probably. And the first one is, think about what you want to say in your mind. That's the first step. And the second step is, make sure you form your sentences with simple English words. Please don't complicate things. Don't make things hard for yourself. Form your sentences with simple English words. Simple, simple, simple. Don't make it hard. Come on. And the next one is, avoid using difficult English words because you can forget those words. You know, it's one thing for you to form something in your mind, and another thing is for you to say it out. If the word you use to form sentences are too hard, are too difficult for you, there's the actions that you may forget what you want to say. So keep it simple. Just use simple English words to form simple sentences that you can use. Alright? And the next one is, don't rush when you want to speak. There's no point rushing. And the reason why I said you shouldn't rush is this. When you rush, you can find it hard to correct your grammar errors. However, if you talk slowly, normally, at normal speed, I don't know how fast you talk or how slow you talk your native language, but if you talk slowly, like, I don't mean you should talk like, hello, how are you? No, not that. What I actually meant is that you should talk normally but a bit slower. You know, you're trying to improve your English here and you're trying to say what you have in mind. Alright? So talk a bit slower, calmer when you talk. Alright? Also, don't think too much about your grammar errors and say everything you have in mind with confidence. Don't think too much about your grammar errors. When you don't speak too fast, you can correct your grammar errors. I don't know if you understand what I mean. Oh, do you want me to explain more? Maybe. Okay, you can drop a voice message. You can send me a message on WhatsApp or a voice message. If you want me to explain more the problem, and you will tell me the business English podcast episode and the tip that you want me to, tip or tips that you want me to explain better. That's absolutely fine. Alright, so you can use those 5 steps when you want to say whatever you have in mind during meetings. Why can't I develop strong English skills for my business? 100% of meetings and founders who contacted me because of their weak English skills asked me this. Blessing, how can I develop strong English skills for my business? Why is it hard to improve my weak English? Just like them, do you ask yourself questions similar to this? You try so hard not to make grammar errors when you speak, but 99% of the time you make embarrassing grammar errors during meetings. I have some tips that can work for you, and I need you to follow these tips step by step and use them for a month during business meetings or business events when you speak with your clients, your partners, and investors. Want to develop strong English skills for your business? You've been trying to develop strong English skills for your business for more than 3 years, yet you're struggling with weak English skills that are limiting your business from growing outside of your country. You are not the only one. 100%. Let me repeat that. 100%, meaning all. 100% of meetings and founders who contacted me because of their weak English skills, I've been trying to improve for more than 3 years. If you have tried many methods to improve your weak English skills for more than 3 years and have made lead you to no progress, I have something for you. Would you like to learn 7 fast ways to develop strong English skills for your business? Also, you can get the 7 fast ways for free. However, these 7 fast ways can be free forever. Please note, this is only for meeting staff founders. Kindly go to www.fredlilycouch.com/link and tap on the link. Once you do, you will see a pop-up that you should put in your same message, like a pop-up, get 7 fast ways to improve your business English skills. Something like that. You can just put in your email and your full name. Also, in case you can't see that, that's absolutely fine. Once you tap on www.fredlilycouch.com/link and you can't see any pop-up, that's absolutely fine. All you need to do is, if you can't see a pop-up, all you need to do is for you to just scroll down a bit and then you will see free business English tips. Tap on it, put in your best email address and your full name, and see you in my inbox. Alright. You have been avoiding this truth, but I will tell you. You can develop strong English skills for your business just by paying $2,000 for private business English classes. For Art, that's not his real name, I've spent a lot of money on private business English classes, yet he couldn't speak, read, write, listen well in English. He thought he would develop strong English skills just by attending the classes. After 6 months, For Art did not improve at all. Even if he didn't tell me, I know that 99% of the time, busy minister founders would weak English skills find excuses not to use their English skills at work because they don't want to make grammar errors. They're afraid people will judge them. 1 month later, For Art joined my 101 VIP English program for 8 months, and he did 90% of the daily assignments I gave him during the 8 months. He showed up almost every day to get 5 minutes feedback from me on a video call. Let me tell you the truth, it wasn't easy. But 8 months later, For Art delivered a speech in English in Texas, USA. He started growing his business outside of his country with strong English skills. Are you left For Art and don't know what to do? I have something for you. Kindly go to www.fredlilycouch.com/link. Check the description of this business English podcast. Anyway, listening to me, tap on that. You see a link, www.fredlilycouch.com/link. Tap on it to send me a message directly on WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger. I kindly let me know that you listen to my podcast. Okay, alright. Okay, alright. A man's with English skills limited is business growth. Do you get that? Let me repeat that. A man's weak English skills limited his business growth. His real name is not mentioned due to unrepresented privacy. As one of the things that you get in the 101 VIP English program, you get 100% privacy. Alright? He wanted to grow his business outside of his country, but his weak English skills affected his confidence. His weak English skills made him think that it wasn't good enough to grow his business. A man joined my 101 VIP English program and did 90% of the daily assignments I gave him during the 8 months. It showed up almost every day for 5 minutes. Daily feedback, it showed up for one-on-one live classes every week. Within 8 months, Amir's confidence in his English skills grew faster. He now uses his strong English skills to grow his business outside of his country. Are your weak English skills affecting your business growth? Here are the two ways I can help you. Many time followers like you. And the first one is, let's work one-on-one for 8 months to help you improve your weak English skills and grow your business. Investment starts from $4,057 per month to $12,170 per month. And the next one is premium English proofreading, updating, rewriting, and reviewing of your top secret documents in English. The investment starts at $2,500 per month for 10 pages of your top secret documents every month, 24-hour delivery. In case you want to know more, kindly go to www.finlilycoach.com/link to send me a message directly on WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger. All right, the sixth tip that I have here for you is, make sure you practice your business presentations and speeches well in English for 4 weeks and 24 minutes daily to help you start confident before you deliver them. And the next one is, negotiate deals in English even if you make a lot of grammar errors. Also, don't let your grammar errors stop you from saying everything you have in mind when you negotiate deals. And the next one is, read business books that are written in simple English words that you can read and understand. Don't forget to use what you learned in the business book. And the next one is, use your English skills for your business every day. The more you use your English skills, the more you will get better. If you don't use your English skills, you will always be afraid to make grammar errors in English. And the lesson is, you can reach out to me for help if you want to develop strong English skills for your business. As you already know, it starts from $4,057 USD dollars per month to $12,170 per month to work with me. All right, no problem. If you need more help, kindly let me know. Please don't forget to buy me a coffee. And I'll leave you and love you and leave you. Take you. Bye.
Whoa, this is been up so far. Thank you. Alright. I appreciate you with all my heart, and please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Also, do not forget to get free business English tips from me to Hispanic business owners. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. Need more free time, era for business documents, business guardrails, and 100% privacy, premium English proofreading, and editing of your important business documents? DM proofread. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM proofread. Join 101 VIP English coaching programs for medium-sized business owners. It's only for 8 to 12 months. Step-by-step English coaching programs to help medium-sized business owners get more business deals and expand their business internationally with improved business English skills within 8 to 12 months. DM 101, go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM 101. Alright, how do you spell friendlilycoach.com? I'm sure you can see my name, friendlilycoach, write it together in small letters and add .com/link. You can also check the description of this podcast episode, and that you will see from lilycoach.com slash length. Tap on it and tap on WhatsApp to DM me now. Thanks once again for joining me and see you next time. Bye.